Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We've had some beautiful weather here in the villages this past week. Might get rainy about midweek, but we are certainly blessed to live in this part of Central Florida and see the beauty of God's creation. I love riding down Morris Boulevard and seeing all the birds out, and big birds and little birds, and I love looking towards the ponds and see if I can see an alligator or two. This weekend, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. All Saints is one of my favorite feast days. This is a feast that we remember people of faith, past and present, who through their commitment, their dedication, and their sacrifice to God, and yes, to others, and service to others, have shown us what it means to be a Christian. These are people that are bright people, people who love the Lord, and they love letting other people know that God is alive and well. And for them, I am very thankful and grateful. On All Saints Day of this past week, I blessed a new Paschal candle for St. George. The Paschal candle represents Christ and the light of Christ and the love of Christ that exists in the world. If you look at the cross there about towards the bottom, there are white dots on the cross, and they represent the five wounds of Jesus, the three nails that pierced his hands and his feet, and the spear thrusted into his side, and the thorns of crown placed upon his head. It is a reminder for us that Christ died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And in that was no small event for the world, and it was no small event for us. It was meant for us so that we would have eternal life. The Paschal candle is lit and used from Easter through Pentecost, during funerals, and at baptisms. Now here in the village, I don't know how many times we're going to have baptisms. I'm going to be honest with you. But we are blessed when we pull that Paschal candle out, and it reminds us of the light of Christ that exists in the world, exists here at St. George, and radiates through this place and in your lives. On this All Saints Sunday, I'd like for us to ask and hopefully answer a question. What makes a saint? I'd like to answer this question and start off by telling you a story. Once there was an elementary class that went to the National Cathedral to see that glory and majestic structure in Washington, D.C. And we are so blessed as Episcopalians that that is our high place of worship. As they walked down the aisles, the children could see the sun shining brightly that day. As the school children were looking at the beautiful stained glass windows, they also marveled at the sharp blues and the brilliant reds and the bright greens that were covering the floor from the windows. It was a magical time for them, and they loved being there. When they returned to school, the teacher started talking to them about the cathedral. So she asked them what they liked about the field trip. One little girl quickly raised her hand and said she liked the windows with all the people on them. The teacher said, yes, they are called saints. Then she said to the class, what is a saint? Another boy raised his hand and said, saints are people that allow the light to shine through them. Saints are people that allow the light of God to shine through them. I would agree with this little boy. And if stars light up the sky, then I say saints are people that let the light of God shine through them in many different ways, through many different ministries, at many different occasions. And for that, we are blessed. For me, there are two categories of saints. The first category is the larger and life saints that we have heard about for many years, St. Paul, St. Luke, St. John, St. Mother Teresa, St. Francis, and others. Then there are the saints that are not known to the world. They are everyday people, everyday saints around us in our communities, personal lives, and certainly in our parish. They are people that go beyond what they are supposed to do. They are people who are willing to serve, be with us in a time of crisis, be there unselfishly so that our lives are made better. That's what a saint is all about. And all of you in this room are counted as saints. They have shown us that God is alive and that God is active and that God is moving in the world and that God is real. And no matter what anybody says, God is here. These saints have been with us during times of great need. These saints could be your mom or your dad or other relatives. And yes, of course, they are friends. The saints or saints in your life might be a neighbor, a co-worker, or a stranger that is willing to be a good Samaritan. Light shines through them and illuminates what they see. They are looking through the lens of God, and they are seeking to serve. The light of God goes right through them to show love, bring hope in the world when we feel like there is no hope, so that we can see God's beauty. Often what makes these people special is that they don't get in the way. They let God be God. They let God use them for God's work and the building up of God's kingdom because they're looking to show Jesus in the world. Saintly people have their commitment to God, I believe, in three ways. First of all, faith. Faith challenges us to go beyond ourselves. In a world in which the media and other places are saying to you, it's all about you. It's all about your needs. It's all about satisfying your desires. Faith says, no. You're here to serve God, and you're here to build God's kingdom. We're called to be with God, have a relationship with Christ, and trust that God will be there for us through age and time. Faith also grants us the vision. Grants us the vision and courage to share with others the blessing that God has given us. Because we honor God with passion. We honor God with passion for serving, discipleship, and with ministry. To be people of faith means we leave our comfort zones. And we leave our comfort zones because we know that God is walking with us each and every day, right there beside us to guide us, to know that we are loved. People of faith venture into uncharted territories, uncharted waters, and trust in God's amazing power. Gratitude. Saints show and give back with gratitude. They express the joy to God through love, hope, and reconciliation in an affirming faith. Gratitude is spiritually renewing. As you give thanks to God through time, talent, and service because of God's goodness and blessings in your own life. Gratitude acknowledges your belief of God as creator, a gracious provider, a constant sustainer, and ever-present in your life. Shortly, we will reaffirm our baptismal vows. And one of the questions that we are asked and we answer, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And we answer, I will, with God's help. From the grateful recognition of God's blessing in our life, we love our neighbor, and we let the light of God shine through our lives. Proclamation. Saintly people proclaim. Did you know that all of you in this room are evangelists? You are called to proclaim God wherever you are, maybe not on the street corner, but through word and deed and your actions. You can proclaim God no matter where you are. In the baptismal covenant, it says this: will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Saints are willing to tell the story, to tell the story of how God is active in their lives. God is asking us to be a partner in showing His grace and mercy to a hungry and thirsty world. And God knows right now the world is hungry and thirsty and is in need of love and good news. Saints are persons who experience a living Christ and pledge to Him their deepest devotion, their deepest dedication, and their deepest commitment. As baptized members of the body of Christ, who have been marked as Christ's own forever, you are marked as Christ's own forever in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and you are counted as a saint, even if some days you don't feel like a saint. In God's eyes, you are a saint, and you strive each day to be a holy partner with a heavenly calling, a heavenly calling to serve God here on earth. So my request and my prayer for you: allow the light of Christ to shine through your life. Brighten the world wherever you may be, and live for Christ alone. When you do that, your soul is refreshed. You are no longer thirsty, no longer hungry, because you have been fed by the Holy Spirit. Amen.